If I'm trying to think like a scientist when designing a pedal, you want to have as many controls as possible. One of those controls is the sound of the guitar that you're using. I got into the NYXLs. They last longer, they work better, and they stay in tune for longer. Just a lot of things that make my life easier.
I know you guys hear it a lot, but it would really, really mean a lot to us if you could like and subscribe. Back to the rundown, boys.
Let's do it.
Hey, what's up, YouTube? This is Perry with Premier Guitar here in Nashville, Tennessee at the Cannery Hall. This is a special rig rundown for me. Not only is this one of my favorite bands, but also, you know, I don't always get to interview people I've been friends with for 20 plus years. Lane, what is up, dude?
What's up, man?
Man, it's good to see you.
Absolutely. It's been a while.
I missed you. A lot of life has been happening since we lost last crossed paths.
Yep.
Yeah. Got
absolutely.
A lot more Weedleys.
Weedleys.
Mm-hmm.
Kidleys.
Mm-hmm.
Families.
Families. All that
job
stuff.
Joblies, careerlies.
Dude, so, all right, welcome fucking back, my dude. Like, this is awesome.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be here.
I'm sure, if you're a fan watching this is going to be awesome for you. If you're not hip to what's happening right now, welcome to the party. This man kind of changed the face of heavy metal in the best way possible. You used your tism for a superpower.
My autism?
Yeah.
Yeah. I put my toes in the rainbow in the right way, I guess.
Yeah, man.
I didn't know that. But,
yeah. Well, you got your toes in for sure. You might even be ankle deep. Fuck. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So, you are a dorky kid that is obsessed with guitar.
Absolutely.
You're getting a car wreck, so you're just in your room,
mm-hmm.
reinventing the wheel. And then at what point do you start Danza? Like, this is...
I was just learning Pantera and Slayer songs, you know?
Like you do, yeah.
And no friends.
Right.
Just playing guitar, and then ended up meeting Brad and Butler and Mason, and we started a project, and it's actually called Bleeder Valve. And
I like the new name a lot better.
Yeah. And we practiced every weekend for like 3 years. And we played 3 shows and broke up. Because the drummer was like, hey, this music has no room to breathe. So then we kicked him out and called it No Room to Breathe.
Yeah, that's what you do. Yeah.
And then our singer didn't want to move with us to Tennessee. So we moved without a singer. And
well, that worked out because Jesse is kind of best in the biz, man. Yeah.
And we just named ourselves the most ridiculous thing we come up with.
And it kind of worked. Like, it got you a lot of attention.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Especially even from Tony Danza himself. I remember that clip. It was a royal toe tapper.
Yeah.
That'd be on my ass, man. That's good
for
stuff.
For sure.
So, you put out 2 pretty fucking mind-melting records before like it really became a thing. And then by Danza 3, people were kind of like, holy shit. Like, as a matter of fact, I was talking to our mutual friend last night for like an hour on the phone, Eric Ellis, who's also an extended range, too many string guy. Like, that dude is...
10 strings. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah. He told me, we were talking last night, and he was like, yeah, man, I hit up Evertune to see if they do like a 10. I'm like, no, they're not. No, there's like fucking 3 guys on the planet that play 10 string guitars. Like, just play bass, dude. What are you doing? You know?
I think there's only one company that makes them, right? Legator?
Legator? Yeah, they make it. Oh.
Legator. Legator, sorry.
Yeah. Legator.
Sorry, Eric.
Eric and I were kind of like shooting the shit because he's my extended range guy. Like, he knows more about like 8s and 9s and 10s and stuff than I do. So, you know, we were talking and he's like, do you remember the first time we went and saw Danza? I'm like, yeah, kind of. I think it was like Guido's or some tiny little place.
Oh, yeah. That was where,
we both walked away like, what the fuck just happened? Like, we love heavy music, but we've never heard anything like that. Like, that was just new. It was just a new thing. So it's like, was it like a worship of Meshuggah that got you into that?
No, it was like a combination of influences, really.
Right. Yeah, because you do have a lot of...
Well, Brad was like 15 years older than all of us. Yeah. And he had all this thrash influence. Yeah. You know, and Mason is, I don't know, like pretty much, yeah, Meshuggah, Living Sacrifice.
Sure. He's a machine.
And, you know, kind of like Dr. Dre, the Chronic sometimes.
Yeah, of course.
You
know? Classic.
You know, so it's like you take a heavy riff and put the Chronic beat over it, and that's basically... Mason always said, if I could take Master of Puppets and mend it, blend it with a Chronic, that'd be like perfect album.
Yeah, I think I would actually...
So it kind of checks,
I'd be
right?
About that. Yeah, yeah, hell yeah. So you had family business to attend to, so you moved back home.
Yeah, my mom fell ill.
Sorry about that. Yeah. But then that kind of paved the way for you to like pass the torch. In a big way, you know, because Danza 4 to me is a fucking opus. Like Josh fucking understood the assignment. Like, you know what I mean? He like took what you started and really ran with it, which is where we are now. I'm fucking so stoked about Danza 5. And now, especially with both of you guys in the band, that's like, that's,
yep, it's going to be fun.
Well,
we wrote on Danza 3 for a long time.
Sure.
Like Josh stayed at my house.
Right.
And we would just wake up, and that's when we could do that and just play guitar, right? So a lot of material made it on Danza 3, and then Danza 4, he's by himself. So now we're back, and it's a lot of fun.
Fun amalgamation. Yeah.
And all the technology advances.
Sure.
Because back then, we didn't have nothing
any
digital.
Axe
FX didn't exist.
Fuck, I think you were like even playing 7 strings back then, because really 8s weren't a thing yet.
That's why we have this.
Drop tuner.
Deep tuner. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's why we did that, because to extend the range, because you really couldn't. Like, Meshuggah had 8 strings back then you could buy with a Floyd Rose on it, you know?
Which sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah.
So, all right, this is a thing now. You guys are making a record, you're a band again.
Yep.
Thank God, I love this timeline. This is.
We're taking our time with it, though.
You can't shit this out overnight. That's not something that happens. This is,
yeah, we don't want to.
Yeah,
we just want to have fun writing it. That's really, I mean, really what we want to do. Like, not, I mean, we're playing shows. It's fun to play shows.
Sure. But you
that's
prefer,
not really,
you're trying to make records.
Yeah. We just want to create.
How much has Josh been in the band affected, like, the way you write? Because I know he's prolific with writing, like programming drums and stuff, which is almost essential for the kind of music that you guys make. There's not really a way to convey what you're doing in another way, you know what I mean? So like with the songwriting process, and you guys all living in different places, how is that working? Is it like, hey, I've got a riff idea, you put it to
a click, and then we have Mason may come up with drum ideas, and then we'll try to map those out, or we have an e-kit that's,
sure,
it's a nightmare.
Yeah, but it, like for practice, it's kind of convenient.
It's cool, but like when you're trying to track, like we haven't figured out the sensitivity.
Yeah.
Like we got bass drum ghost notes.
Does it have the mesh heads? So it's like,
it does.
Feels more natural.
It does, but we haven't figured that out yet. But the idea is to like go in a room and then everybody have their ideas, connect to Josh in Illinois, right? With ideas. And so I'll just record a riff to a click, send it to Josh, and then we'll go back and forth on that.
Hey, this would be cool if we did this. Gotcha, yeah. And he's so good with that stuff that you can kind of trust him to like, dial it in.
He's amazing at
it. So like, for example, in a situation like this, like you guys have only played one-offs since this all started back. So like Furnace Fest and a couple of other dates. Do you guys like meet up in one city like a week before a show and rehearse? Or like?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's how you have to do it.
Yeah,
right?
Like last night.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Is that the first rehearsal since like Furnace Fest or something?
Pretty much. Like we haven't practiced that much. Like after Furnace Fest, it was like the holidays and we chilled and we wrote, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Writing, and that's really what we need to be doing right now instead of.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of playing shows, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of, like for all 2 or 3 of you that have Sirius XM in your car or whatever, unless you just bought a new car. The new single is exclusively streaming like on the hour every hour on Sirius XM, right?
Yep.
I got a chance to hear it because Lane sent it to me.
You dig it?
Yeah, I can't believe I didn't have a fucking stroke listening to that, buddy. It's just It's awesome. Your music is, it satiates this part of my fucking ADHD brain that's like,
right.
It makes everything just feel right with the world, you know what I mean? I just love it. So enough about that, let's get into how you're getting it done.
Yep.
You've got Kiesel's.
Endorsed by Kiesel.
Good team over there.
They make
pretty stuff. This Ninja Turtle looking thing is great.
Yep. This is I can't remember the model. Kiesel Kira.
Kira.
7-string, standard scale.
And is this a custom build? Did you ask him for anything specific?
This was on the store, and I was like, hey.
That's cool.
Send me this, can you send me this? And they were like, yeah, absolutely, no problem.
It's real pretty. And then I guess most modern metal guys are kind of going away from actives, and these are all passives in all of your guitars, right?
Yeah. I haven't done the active thing since, like, I had EMG 81s back in the day.
Tried and true. I love them.
You know, they were good.
Yeah.
I still have a guitar with them in there, like an old guitar. But I just kind of ripped every active out and went passive.
Yeah.
What is passive, even back in the day, like, there was a big gap between active and passive.
Now there's, it's different.
Not really.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you're right. It took a long time for, those kind of outputs to really match.
Yep.
And now, it's funny, we did a video with Mark Morton from Lamb of God the other day, and the way he explained it kind of shook my brain up a little bit, because he's like, look, now passives can be so hot that it's like, would you rather have a light switch or have it on a dimmer? Like, you're gonna, with a passive, you can get all the balls you want, you can go 211 with it, sure, but there's a lot of dynamics that you can get out of a passive that you might not be able to with an active.
And I mean, I haven't looked in actives a long time, but like wood, like it kind of bypasses all of that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
and I'm not into that.
You don't like that?
No.
Not your thing, huh?
No. I like to pick out the type of wood, the neck and all that. And it changed like the guitar to have a unique sound, you know?
Sure.
And you put actives in there, it's kind of like, okay, well, this
sounds like the pickup, not the guitar. Yeah. What pickups are these?
These are, I think this is a Kiesel lithium, and this is a nail bomb.
Ah, fun stuff. Is that kind of the setup you're running with in most of your guitars?
No.
No?
No.
A little all over the place, because you got...
Well, Kiesel, when I first endorsed with them, like they make pickups, right?
Yeah.
And they have so many options, you know? So like if you're out there, like don't make a choice before you try a bunch of their options, because I did that. and the lithiums were okay. Thorium pickups by Kiesel are pretty sweet.
You like
those? It's like a Lundgren M7 kind of thing.
I mean, how much are you on the neck pickup? Are you switching?
Hardly ever.
Yeah, because you're kind of on 11 at all times.
Yeah, hardly ever.
No.
I don't really do the solo thing, you know?
Right. Well, you do, but it's
different.
Different. Yeah. Totally. Yeah, you're not bending fucking blues notes, everybody. Yeah. With that said, like, because you guys have really kind of, you're pioneers in like, in extended range and drop tune music in a lot of ways, like, how does that inform your setups? Because obviously, like, on a 6-string, for a run of the mill metal guy like myself, like, I like a really low action. But your strings are, especially when you get into 8 territory, like the gauges are so big. Does that affect the way that you're setting up your guitars? Like, do you want a little more clearance?
I want a little bit of room.
Gotcha. Eric was actually saying the same thing, because he's, by the time you get into 9s and 10s, like you kind of have to have the room.
Yeah. I mean, I'm 74, like, and String Joy, I know you're...
Yeah, I love
those guys. They hook us up, and they sent me some 80s, and I was like, I'm going to try that out, and it was just too flabby.
It was flopping around on you. Not enough tension.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, the sound of it.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, I like a little bit of, like, cut, and the thicker the string, it seems like you lose that.
A little bit, yeah.
So 74 is where...
Gotcha.
...is the top, and then, like, 10 or 11 and a half on the bottom.
Mm.
So...
Manly.
Oh, yeah.
I like it a lot. So how much of the, because you guys are going back and forth between 7 and 8s, so you have what, like 6 guitars out with you, because you guys, beyond that, you have pretty experimental tunings as well.
Yeah,
which Josh and I were talking earlier, I know, like, some people like to gatekeep that sort of stuff because your sound is just so fucking unique, but like, Now it's all leaked and stuff anyway. So like, can we have some of that information? Like,
yeah. So like all the Danza 1, 2, I mean, yeah, I've typed this stuff out
yeah,
on
sure.
like forums and stuff, is A, E, A, D, G, B standard. And the drop is F sharp.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So it like creates this like octave, like. That's how we used to do it, you know, it's like. You know, you can drop it and get that extended range sound.
At home, how are you playing, more 8 or more 7 or what?
More 8.
More 8?
For sure.
Is that a Josh thing? Like, did he turn you onto that?
I had to.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't like. Honestly, I wasn't stoked about going to 8s.
No?
No.
A whole nother string to worry about?
But I'm happy I did, because then we just kind of experiment. We keep going crazy with tunings to the point where it's like
obnoxious almost.
Yeah,
like how do you keep up with
that? Guitars.
Yeah. You know? Have you ever grabbed the wrong guitar like live? Like, oh shit, this is the wrong tuning.
No, but that hopefully that doesn't happen.
Is that like one of those paralyzing dreams you have at night? Like where you're like, oh fuck, I grabbed the wrong guitar.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Because it's done after that.
Well,
right.
let's take a look at some of your other Kiesels before we dive into the other stuff. Yeah.
This Kiesel. Is the one where I was like, okay, I get it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because like I had a few Kiesels before this one, and you know, custom guitars. Like we were endorsed by Ernie Ball back in the day, and Ernie Ball makes a pretty awesome guitar. But this one is the one where I was like, all right, I get it.
This is made for us.
Yep. Yeah, this is the guitar right here. So.
Guess I don't need to schedule my colonoscopy now. Jesus, that's God, I love this thing. So how do you like the Evertune? That must be nice with like an 8-string, right? Like, are you locking it down or can you bend it?
Oh, I bend, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. What do you like, just top 3 strings kind of thing? Or is it?
All the way to E.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I don't really do much with the B, but
yeah,
I got it, you know.
Now, when you're in this range, because there's so many strings, like you guys have, you know, parts that are just like super heavy, immediately followed by super high,
mm-hmm.
like yeah, wheedly wheeze. So how are you keeping the top strings quiet? You know, are you muting or anything like that, or just
a little bit with the palm?
Yeah, okay,
right.
And that's keeping those.
This like helps a little bit.
Pathetic, you know? Notes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause yeah, man, I've noticed like even on my 6s and 7s, like sometimes like going between, there's something lost, especially with modeling amps. Like it doesn't react like a real amp, so sometimes you. It doesn't immediately do the thing, you know what I mean?
Right.
So have you had to like really play with your settings to get it?
Oh yeah.
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 Because you guys are like military precision as far as like the riff goes. You
like know? The settings, like we really dive into that.
For sure. Yeah, because you know, a lot of guys that are playing 7s, 8s and you know, they're just playing caveman riffs. You know what I mean? It's not like you guys.
They're running in place.
Yeah, like, yeah they're kind of running in place. And like your breakdowns are even very fast and concise. So like, outside of just running a gate in the front and a gate at the end and all this stuff, it's like, how do you get that? I mean, obviously, modeling has got to help a ton. Because what were you running back in the day, like a Mesa or something? Like a.
I had a triple rack.
Triple rack. I remember that.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, it was not.
Because it wasn't the '90s, you know.
Yeah.
Like the '90s, when triple rack and Mesa went to like a, I guess, an assembly line, right?
Right.
Because I can't remember what you call it, like a Rev. What is it called? A Rev. Anyway,
I'm not super familiar with those amps.
The old 90s dual rack is like the one.
Yeah, those are the one.
That's really what I was looking at. Like Bruce Fitzhugh from Living Sacrifice, he played my mom's Christian coffee house. And I was like, hey, can I play that amp? And he let me play. I was like,
okay, I love this.
This is it. And then I bought a triple rack and I was like, that's not it.
Man, I've noticed they're a little hit or miss. Because I've had a triple rack that was really good and I've had several that were not, you know.
Triple rack, and then somebody stole it, and then I bought an Engel Powerball.
I had a Powerball once. I kind of loved it.
Then I went to the Engel Special Edition, and that was like my.
That was the one.
My amp. Yeah.
Yeah.
Homeless with a $6,000 amp. And
are you when you guys are recording like on the new single? Yeah, no. Living in a van down by the river, but yeah. I didn't.
I had this amp though.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you recording with real amps, or not anymore? I guess it doesn't really matter.
Josh has a surplus of real amps.
Sure.
But we really tweaked, I mean, really, it's Axe FX on the new stuff.
Really?
Like, he has his preset and I've got mine, and we blend it.
That's for everyone's tones? That's like, it. Is it pretty consistent?
No, it's slightly different.
Is it? Yeah. I was going to say, yeah, because you wouldn't want it identical.
No.
Right, okay, cool. And we'll have to get into that in a second, because what you've done inside the Quad Cortex is a little counterintuitive. But tell me more about this. Like, was this the first one they were like, when you were getting endorsed or whatever, they were like, hey,
No, this was a loaner they sent me because they were taking a little while on my builds, and they sent me this for Furnace Fest.
Oh, sick.
And
didn't ask for it back yet, huh?
Not supposed to say that. Yeah. I don't want y'all. Yeah, can't ask for it back.
Yeah.
Can't have it. I will definitely buy this if they ask for it back. It's that good. So.
What about it? Is the thing that does it for you?
Man, I mean, I don't know. Like, the Evertune is cool. The convenience of it, I don't know. It's just the feel of this guitar and the way it sounds. And just, I mean, walnut neck. And
I love walnut necks. They're so cool.
This is a swamp ash body. But this is just,
almost
it's got
like
the thing.
Van Halen-y 5150 kind of paint job.
Yeah, it's funny because like back in the day, I would always go for like the most, you know, metal
looking guitar. Yeah.
And now I'm just like, you know.
Give me something funky. Yeah.
The opposite.
Yeah. I love Eric's. We'll have to get to that in a second. That thing is silly looking. It's good.
Absolutely.
It's really good. All right. So you're bouncing between sevens and eights. How many guitars will you play tonight, you think? Because how many different tunings are in a whole set?
Tonight we have three different tunings.
Do you try to like write the set in blocks like that?
Ideally,
yeah.
Like you have like the seven string. The new stuff is a different tuning.
Sure, great.
And then then we have
Them on their toes, bud.
Dan's three and four. I think four has some different tunings in there, but we kind of like transcribed everything to be in three tuning. To
make it easier, sure.
I mean, we'd have to have like a Peterbilt truck and
right.
We just keep going. We need to just stop with the tunings, really, you know. But
yeah, hang it up, man. Yeah. Pick a couple at work and just
I think we're there.
Yeah, it'd be funny to see you guys like, you know, in 10 years on like a tour with Metallica and guitar techs running around because you got 20 fucking tunings because you can.
That would be nice.
Yeah, that'd be nice, right? So, all right, this one's super beautiful. I love it. What else we got? Let's take a look.
Call this one Punkin.
It looks so loud.
Yeah, everything's loud.
It's real loud. Yeah. What is the fretboard? It's like green.
Yeah, it's multi-scale.
All right, tell me about this guy. Like, is this something you had them make you?
Yeah,
you
they made them? This. Okay. Jeff actually built this.
No shit.
For me. Well, actually, both of my eight strings, he built them. Because I wanted a neck through.
Yeah.
You know?
That is
instead
so
of a bolt
fast.
On. And I think I'm trying to remember what the body type is. I can't remember.
What
maple
is the fret?
Neck. What's that?
What is the fretboard? Is it painted?
Yeah.
Stained fret. Okay, gotcha.
Stained
gotcha.
Frets. And thoriums.
So that's right now. That's where you want to be. On a thorium, huh?
Yeah.
That's the one you
for
like.
For Kiesel, it's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
And then what's up with the trim? Are you using that?
We will be.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a fun little tease.
Yeah, we will be using trims.
You're like, oh, my job's not hard enough. I didn't fucking complicate it a little.
Dive bombs, man. Dive
Gotta
bombs.
Have dive bombs.
Dive bombs and what do you call them? Trills?
Yeah.
Doing that going on.
Thing where you're just doing weird jetpack stuff with it. Yeah. Do you have any other guitars you want to show off before we dive into this madness?
No, we're good.
So, obviously, you guys are all running Quad Cortex because it's convenient.
Right.
But you actually, the patch you're running is a captured Axe FX into this thing. How the fuck did that happen?
Well, it was like this. Like, I had an Axe FX before I had a quad, and I had experimented with a tone, I don't know, like 9 months to a year, just like tweaking this. And I had it dialed in, and then I got the Quad Cortex, and I was like, I couldn't really get there. But I like some of like the plug-in, like ads, like the drives, the gates from Neural DSP. So then, and then also CPU power. So then I captured a cab and then two heads with the axe.
And that's what you're running as your main tone. How much are you switching? Like when you go into like the pretty, like dreamy, reverby kind of stuff, like is that it's a completely separate patch or is that the same heads?
Same, but we lower the gain.
Sure.
Add reverb, delay.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Fun stuff, man. That's one way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, probably change it, you know.
Yeah.
Soon.
You're a tinkerer.
Yeah.
I feel like you might be tinkering.
We always think it. Always think it.
Is this something that's pretty new to you, or is this something that's
So, this patch?
The quad cortex.
Yeah.
Was it a learning curve coming from Axe FX?
No. Axe FX is pretty in depth.
Hard. Yeah, yeah.
What I like about the quad cortex is that if something happens at the show, right? Like I'm not that great on the, you know, the old World War II interface of the Axe FX. Like to navigate it, it's pretty difficult. Like you really have to know it.
Yeah.
Like I need to break out a laptop to really do anything, where I can do it right here.
Yeah, it's all.
That's kind of like the pro to the Axe FX.
This interface is really, really nice. Like I love my Axe FX, but you're right. Like you have to bust out Axe Edit to get anything done. Yeah.
But you can really experiment and kind of like go on off on the deep end with the Axe FX, you know, like tweaking, you know, so.
Yeah.
That effects and whatnot.
And then you guys are running the FRFR Laney cabs, which is nice. So you know, have you guys fucked with in-ears? Is that something that you would do in the future?
We're going to, but like we've only played, this is our third show?
Back,
You know, and like in-ear, wireless in-ear setup was like 12 grand.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
So like I didn't really.
Yeah, yeah. Plus I like having the air on stage moving. Yeah. Like it feels more real or something.
Yeah, like Josh is all about in-ears and this is really different from him, honestly. You know,
yeah, this is a whole new ball game for him. Yeah,
he's been doing that for a while. So when I told him, I was like, yeah, no, cabs on stage, he's like,
okay,
oh,
back to the 90s, let's go.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, Lane, it's been awesome catching up with you and getting
absolutely,
to see you.
Man.
I fucking love you, dude. We're gonna get Josh, we're gonna
get Butler,
Eric, if we got time. So I would love
absolutely.
To do that. I guess, speaking of, before I let you go, with fucking three guitar players in one band, do you guys ever find yourself struggling to find your own like sonic identity or space in the mix?
So,
or is it kind of like a all hands on?
So it's like the reason why we have three guitar players is strictly because of like Dan's was always meant to have two guitar players, you know, instead of playback,
right?
Completely, which I know that's like a thing. I wasn't. I wasn't into it. So then when Furnace Fest came around, Eric came to the fold and. We're still trying to figure out like how to make that all work, you know, at three, because the music we play.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
The tones aren't that dramatically different. You know what I mean?
Huh. And it's busy. Sometimes.
It's very busy.
So
like,
clarity.
It's hard to not step all over
each
other.
Lose clarity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. So.
Well, all right. I'm curious. All right. One last thing before I let you go. Was it harder for you to learn his parts or harder for him to learn your parts? I wonder.
Man, I'm a pretty humble guy, so.
I know.
I'm not going to answer
that. You're not going to answer that?
Let him answer
that. All right, I'll let him answer that. All right, cool.
I can tell you this, like, once I get through with Danza 2 stuff, like, I'm relaxed.
Yeah.
You know, and the first song of the set's like a Danza 2 song. So
for us audiophiles out there, is there any chance you guys might consider, like, re-recording 1 and 2? Just because I would love that, you know, like, to hear a modern production of this.
Eventually,
amazing
records. Like, we're going to eventually re-record 1. Two, actually, this gentleman over here just remixed and.
Oh really?
Yeah.
You still Danza have the sounds and everything.
Yep.
Nice. Okay.
So two's already been modernized.
Well, you've given us so much to look forward to.
Yeah.
Just like always, I love you.
I love you so too, much, man.
All right, cool. We're gonna talk to Josh now.
All right. All right.
Where's Josh at?
Now we got Josh. What is up, dude?
Hey, you see it. I'm going to play a country song in a little bit.
So yeah, we're in Nashville.
We got to get to it.
You got a beat bender in this? Yeah.
I can't tell you everything.
Okay.
I can only give you a couple pieces, but... Okay.
All right, so I want to start with this, because I just asked Lane, and he is just too humble to answer the question.
Oh, boy.
You think it was harder for him to learn Danza 4 parts, or harder for you to learn his parts? He said, come on!
That was a real question?
Yeah.
No, it's definitely...
Oh, it's definitely harder for him, huh?
20 years later, I still don't know the Danza 2 parts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I still don't know.
Yeah, they're silly.
I just, like, make them up. I'm like, yeah, this has got to be close enough.
Yeah,
like,
squealy, squealy.
He would hear it, and he'd give me, like, the, okay.
Is that what you're going to play, huh?
He gave me that. Like, the first time if we ever got together, I wanted to show him what I thought was going on in a song.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, it was funny. It was funny. I was like, I think it goes like this. And I played it for him then. When I got done, he goes, that's cute.
Oh!
Yeah, he did.
He always
says he didn't do that. Yeah, he did.
You're like a judgmental mother-in-law.
He's like, that's cute. Let me show you how it really goes.
That's cute.
And then proceeded to show me how it went.
Yeah.
And then I had to learn how to play guitar.
Yeah. Well, you're obviously a fucking prolific guitar player, stepping into
You ever seen that guy?
He's got big ass feet. Those are big shoes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But now, you know, for fans, we get the best of both worlds. Because Danza 5 is... I've already heard the first single. I'm fucking excited, man. Yeah, like, this shit stokes me out.
Definitely stoked.
Yeah. Now, definitely. People have known you for years for, you know, your work with other bands. And you've had signature guitars. You've been at it this a long time.
Yeah.
You're running Kiesel's now too, though. Is it
for a while now? Yeah.
For a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like a preference in the way they feel, or is it?
I mean, it's a lot of things.
Because you don't have a signature with Kiesel. You just enjoy.
I really like just love the guitars.
Yeah.
I don't do anything crazy with my guitars. I don't like start adding crazy knobs and doing whatever. Yeah. I keep things like. I call it basic.
All things considered, this is a pretty basic
setup. It is. It's like a very basic build. It's just gorgeous.
It is beautiful, man. That top is so sexy.
That's what was really cool about going here. I've never really had guitars this pretty. I just never have. And getting my first one...
They're museum pieces, honestly.
They really are. And I was kind of afraid to play them because they're like...
You don't want to fuck it up?
I don't want to.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it took me like about a year and a half before I was like, all right, man, I'm going to start beating the hell out of these things now. They just take it.
It's a hammer, dude. It's a tool.
It really is.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. And you guys are definitely fucking hammering it out.
Yeah, we're having some fun. I mean, I'm kind of trying to just stay back in the back a little bit and let this guy handle all the big stuff so I can sit back and kind of just...
You can just have fun. Yeah.
You know, do one of these numbers. That's what I'm trying to do.
Well, you guys kind of got it made in the shape because you're running the quad cortex, so you're not tap dance. Yep. Tap dancing. You are just...
Mm-hmm.
Riff fucking rocking. You're body rocking.
If he's doing that, I'm definitely trying to do, you know, the least, you know? So
I asked Lane this, like, how are you, like, because there's three guitar players now, like, how are you, Skinner, how are you, like, all individually finding your sonic space? Because your patches aren't dramatically different. Obviously, Danza has a
very
sound.
Very little. Like, they're, I mean, the changes would be minuscule between the three of us, but, you know, like in a dirty patch, you know?
Right.
Be very close. But sonically, I mean, we need to get everybody's like home characteristics of how they write just naturally.
Sure.
And once we can kind of put all those together, then we can kind
really
of mold.
Play with it.
You know, because we haven't even gotten to spend time like that together yet.
Right.
You know.
And well, for the type of music that you're writing, obviously you have gotten really fucking good at programming drums.
Oh, yeah. I've spent a lot of time at that, you know. Yeah.
Were you ever a drummer?
Yeah.
So you played drums
first. Yeah.
Man, that's why you're so good. Like, every time I meet a guitar player, I'm like, damn, this motherfucker's good. It's because he played drums first.
Yo,
like,
I mean,
almost always.
When you have, like, the rhythm, you know, it makes things way easier.
Especially for what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Because there's, like, a military precision to it, you know.
It helps a lot.
A lot of math. I was not good at math. You guys are really good at math.
Well, he's really good at this leaving the time type of a thing, where everything I do typically is to a grid.
Right.
Like, you can, you know, even if it's a really crazy time signature or whatever, you can still put it to a grid.
Dude, writing on a click track for you guys must be a nightmare.
And his stuff it is.
Yeah.
You know, like, big time. Like, you're, like, I'm listening for the first time I heard one of the Danza 2 songs with a click that I've never heard with a click before, and it was like, what am I hearing right now? It was like the first time I ever heard
God,
the song.
I can't even imagine. Like, that must be confusing.
Yeah, it was big time.
I'm sure, like everybody else, the first time you heard Danza, you were like, what the fuck is this?
Dude, I loved it.
Oh, me too.
It was my favorite band.
Oh, me immediately.
Yeah.
Same. I'm like, oh, that's what I've been looking for.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. All right, well, since you're also running the quad and the Laney cab, let's just stick to guitars because we don't have a ton of time.
Yeah.
What else do you have out with you? Because you guys are running three different tunings.
And then
for strings, are you also running the string joy, same gauges?
No, I'm not. So I'm using Dunlop strings currently, and I'm using a 72 to an 8 right now for this is our
8.
E tuning.
Okay.
You know, so it's still pretty freaking low.
Yeah.
And on the other one, it's another E tuning, but it's for the our new material.
Okay.
So it's even more wacky. It gets like a little funky, like towards the middle of the tuning and then towards the top. But I think I can honestly still run the same gauges on that one too. So.
Well, there's no money above the fourth fret anyway, buddy. You don't gotta worry about it.
I mean, that's what they say. Yeah. Like, I do
can
like to
hear
get
this
up
one
here.
Real quick?
Absolutely. It sounds like this, like on the low string.
That's like, about right.
It's about as low as you can get right here. Like, that's about it right there. Look. She's very quad like.
Oh.
It's very fun. It's
now,
very fun.
With your other Kiesels, are you using the same pickup complement?
Oh, yeah.
All across the board?
I guess there's a couple of them that I'm using the thorium for the bridge pickup, but a lot of them I have the lithiums in.
And you're not going to that neck hardly ever, are you?
I mean, it just depends. Like, I do like a lot of like clean stuff,
sweeping,
you know,
stuff
or
too,
like.
Right?
Even when I do, I don't typically go to a neck position for that, but for a lot of clean things, I'll typically try to get off the bridge just to kind of change
the tone
a little bit.
Quite a bit,
you know?
Yeah. So, all right, let's see the next one. Yeah, because this thing is, that's beautiful.
It's pretty close to this one.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
It's definitely like super close to this one.
Yeah, it's pretty dead on, yeah.
You know, it's just like,
that's a nice little point.
Very, very pretty. That was a Jeff thing. I didn't have anything to do with that.
Jeff got an eye for that shit.
Oh, yeah, he does. Like a lot of times, like when I was putting in builds for a lot of my guitars, he would, you know, recommend things. And then when I would go back and look at it, it was like, oh
that's
and it was kind of like, I can tell that you've done this before.
Yeah, totally.
You know,
I love this one too, because it's almost like a burst.
Yeah,
you know
it's
what I mean?
Like,
it's like a
it kind of feels like, you know, like you would be able to feel the grain in this, even though you can't because it's like gloss, but it's like, dude, they're just
dude,
all
so
sick,
close
man.
To it, it almost doesn't look book matched. It looks like that's what the fucking tree looks like. That's crazy.
It's very, very, very sick, man. And then it's just, you know, flat on the back. But these are awesome. These were like my real first times with like bolt-ons. and learning about bolt-on.
Sure.
You know,
it's a different
like,
animal.
I got
sure.
I got yeah. to learn a lot when yeah. I started playing these guitars. You know, he spent a lot of time with me from the jump. Like, as soon as I got there, it was like immediately.
Was he like, let me hear you play, and then let's figure it out?
He was like, let's talk.
Oh, okay.
And then he was like, you know, let's, you know, get you familiar with everything. And, you know, why you choose this or why you choose this and things like that.
That's cool.
And then we started building, you know. So that's it was awesome. Kind of like, it was like going to school yeah. right out of the gate. So it was very awesome going to Kiesel, like, right out of the gate. It's just awesome.
Yeah, that must have been a wild experience because, like, obviously you know what you're fucking doing with guitars.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff surely, you know,
thanks,
he knows the game. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so
yeah.
it's like,
oh, yeah.
The fact that you're still learning and, like,
oh, dude.
Changing
never
things is amazing.
Old. Absolutely. Yeah. Like, dude, some of my next builds are going to be...
Oh, man, I can't wait.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm so yeah. proud. I'm stoked.
I hope the Danza 5 guitars are just silly.
Dude.
I would imagine
it's going to be a problem.
So are these the two that you have out?
Yeah, these are the... Okay, gotcha. I have some other ones. I just didn't bring them here with me.
Sure, sure.
But, yeah, there's way too many guitars. There's
right.
way too many tunings. It's just, like...
Any hope of streamlining that stuff? Because I know you, over the course of y'all's catalog, it's like fucking.
There's like, I guess right now we're at probably 5 tunings that we can't really even dial that back from here. Like, because they're
right.
mad
they're
different.
Integral to the songs, yeah.
You know, so we're kind of at 5 right now. And we were literally talking yesterday about adding another one already. So.
Of course.
I don't know. I don't think we're going to.
Who's sitting around
less,
dreaming up
know?
These fucking tunings anyway?
Don't be looking at me.
Uh-uh. Not you, huh?
I don't know nothing about that.
16 cents
sharp. Okay, that. But I mean, if I don't know.
Were you doing the sweetening thing?
I don't do that.
No,
I would never do anything like that.
None of that.
I wouldn't. You think I would do something like that? 14 cents to sharp.
You didn't.
Oh.
Well, you want me to show you that little string again? Yeah, that's not easy to do. All right, so don't think for a second that.
Don't at me, bro. All
right, don't do it.
Don't fucking at me, bro. Well, I'm really excited that you're doing this band.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kinda, I guess this is full time for you now, right?
Yeah.
Which is the best case scenario, because I know that between you and Lane, the next record is, if it's anywhere near as good as the single, I'm probably gonna end up in the hospital. So I really appreciate it,
bro. I'm just gonna tell you right now.
Yeah.
It's about to get stupid.
Okay.
It's about to get stupid now.
Fucking let Can me
I
have
it. That? Can I say that? Yeah, actually, it's going to get louder.
Don't say any dates.
Yeah.
No dates?
It's going to be out in 2 days.
Yeah.
Probably 4 hours.
We haven't written it yet, but like it's going to be awesome.
And just so you guys, I don't want you to forget. All right.
Shit. All right. Well, man, I appreciate you talking to me. I'm going to try to get Butler before you guys have to sound check.
Yeah, give it up.
How
it
you
up.
You?
Hey, everybody, I'm John Bollinger with Premier Guitar. So, as many of you know, D'Addario has been a longtime friend of PG, sponsoring Rig Rundowns, and they're a longtime friend of all the players with their Players Circle Rewards. I've been using it for years, and essentially, they will reward you for the gear you buy. Open it up, look inside, there's a reward number. It's free and easy to sign up for. And as soon as you sign up, you immediately get some reward points just for putting your name in. After a while, you accumulate enough where you can buy more of this fantastic D'Addario gear. So as a Players Circle Rewards member, you get discounts on custom products and merch, you get free shipping, and you get a discount on the gear you're buying with your points or free gear, depending on that. And if you're charitable, you could donate your Players Reward points for musical education. So collect those points, buy the great gear, and let's get back to more rundowns.
All right, now we got Butler, the most entertaining bass player on the fucking planet to watch. Where did that come from? You're just filled with the Holy Spirit or something when you're playing music, dude.
I don't know. There's a lot of influences that came from, like Cliff Burton, Les Claypool.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, Wooten. All kinds of guys.
Man, can you?
All kinds of guys.
It's wild to me, like, to be standing here with you after all these years. Like,
20
I've been,
plus.
Yeah, it's 20 over plus. 20 years, man. We've known each other and been friends a long time. Since the last time we saw each other, you got some really beautiful Kiesels here.
A little bit, yeah. Some new stuff, new toys.
Jeff's hooking you up too, huh? Look at this bad bitch.
Yeah.
A lot of knobs.
Yep.
A lot of stuff going on. So, active pre?
Yeah, like a dark glass preamp, active fan fret, multi scale.
Love it.
Yeah.
Did that take you a minute to get used to?
A little bit.
Yeah. It's a bit of a learning curve. Yeah, I have one and it was like, oh, this is a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But if you close your eyes, it's almost like.
Yeah. But if you're not careful.
Yeah. Now, is this off the shelf or is this something that they made for you? Or
No, I like put in the specs on the website, oh, sent brilliant. It in, and they made it for me and sent it to me.
How long was
thank
that?
You,
yeah, dude, seriously. How long was that a process?
Several months.
Really?
Yeah, several months.
Yeah, I would imagine it probably takes quite a while, right? Yeah. So, strings, gauges, what are we running?
Just, I don't, like, I think 105.
You're not a pick guy at all, right?
No.
No. I've never seen you use a pick. No.
I think it's 105 to 65 or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so nasty.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And you also are running quad cortex,
right? Here and there. I'm still getting used to it.
So. Okay, gotcha. So outside of that, you got the dark glass.
I got dark glass micro tubes 900 or X900 and 412 or 410 cabinet.
Love that. Man, that dark glass stuff seems to be like kind of like where modern metal bottom. Is. Yeah.
It's,
yeah,
it's badass.
Great. Yeah. And then as far as this space, is it pretty much identical other than the...
Yeah, these are both A2 series.
Okay.
So, but that's a six string, but that's tuned to... what I call Josh's upside down tune.
Oh, the EBEB.
Yeah. The very low stuff.
Yeah.
Heavy as all get out, but very low.
Yeah. Well, man, I really appreciate you taking the time. I know we gotta go. You guys are up against soundcheck. I want to try to get Eric in here too.
Yeah.
Because we gotta pick on the new guy a little bit.
Yep.
So hell yeah, sure, dude. Man. Great to see you.
You too, bud. You too, bud.
So we're super up against it. You guys got soundcheck, but we had to include the new guy because we gotta pick on you a little bit. What's up, Eric? How are you?
Good.
Dude, you won the fucking lottery.
I did.
Yeah, you really did. This is like the coolest situation ever.
Yeah.
How did this all come to pass? Because I know like back in the day you were originally going to play.
Yeah, I was going to be on Danza 3, Danza 4, that time frame, and then I know Jesse from a personal friend. And
so you knew Jesse and that's how that all worked out.
Yeah, it just kind of all worked out.
It's funny to see how it all evolves and now like Lane and Josh and you, and it's like you could be like the 18th Beatle.
Right.
It's fucking awesome, right? And you're the only guy that isn't exclusively playing Kiesels.
Yes, I am with Balliger, endorsed. So shout out those guys.
Hell yeah, Joe is the man.
And they sent me this one for tonight.
Gotcha.
One of my sevens being built from them and my eight, so.
Yeah, Joe actually sent me pictures of what they've been working on. This guy makes some beautiful machines.
Yeah, they're super sick.
And so. Fishmans, okay, everyone else is going
So this came with Fishmans.
Is
I
it
like
the modern?
I believe so. Yeah. So, yeah.
Gotcha.
I mean,
let's hear it.
Yeah, they're gross.
Yeah, that's nasty, dude. So, you know, joining this band must be like fucking studying for the LSAT. Like, how did you like, you know what I mean? Like, how does that happen? Like, are you like, oh fuck, that's got to be like at first,
dude,
exhilarating and then overwhelming. Like, oh fuck, I got
you got to learn some algebra.
Yeah, sure. There's a lot of math.
Luckily we've got a guy that's doing tabs, so I was like, sweet,
nice.
But still, going through Danza 1 and 2, not easy.
Yeah.
Not easy.
How do you even tab that out?
I don't know. He's got to have some ears like nobody else. So,
crazy stuff.
Yes.
All right. So you're also running the quad.
Yeah.
Is that just a matter? That's just a matter of convenience.
I think it was just without him. I don't know if it would have worked out. To be honest, just because it's so easy.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, plus you guys are all coming from different parts of the country, so it's it'd be a little bit of a pain.
And it's just plug and play.
Yeah. Totally.
You know, so
at home, are you a real amp guy?
No, I was.
Yeah.
I was. I had the two orange cabs, Englehead, Axe Effects, the whole nine. And then.
And you were just using the Axe Effects for effects?
Yeah. Okay. Pretty much. And then this all fell through, and then I was like,
right.
So, sold it.
So, when did you get the. When did it, like, the call come? We're like, okay, we're fucking doing this. Like,
I got a call for Furnace Fest from Lane, like, 3 months before. He was like, gotta learn this. Here's what we're doing. So I went and bought an A-string.
Well, at least it gave you a little time, but Jesus, like that still wouldn't be enough time for me. I don't think a lifetime would be enough time for me. That's this is crazy.
It was quick.
And were you an 8 guy before this?
No.
No. Were you a 7 guy?
Yes.
Okay, so you
luckily,
were at least, luckily, yeah.
Yeah.
You got a little
head start.
Little runway. Yeah.
Yeah.
But 8 is even different. You know, that's its own monster too. Yeah. Well, this thing is so pretty. Do you know what
so
woods
good.
It is or anything?
I have no idea. But it's
gorgeous.
Nice. Yeah, it's super nice.
Yeah.
No complaints.
Did you ask for anything specific?
Like, no, I was just like, hey, can y'all send me something out? And they're like would this work? I'm like, sure.
Sure will. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking sold. Yeah. Cool. And then you've got a couple of backups. I'd really want to actually see the Kiesel.
Yeah.
You got to show this off. Look at this fucking Barbie pink.
So this is my personal Kiesel.
I love this thing.
This is Marco Kubo's signature.
Yeah.
So I saw it and I was like, I need that.
You absolutely need this. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a cool wife for letting you get that because it is silly.
Yeah, it's super
nice. I love it. And I love it all, like, how heavy and serious your band is. But you're playing that.
This makes all their eyes roll, and I love it. So
It
is what it is.
Yeah, it's very, very fitting. Have you had to do anything to it? Have you changed?
I changed the bridge pickup. It's got a Nazgul.
Oh yeah, cool.
And then yeah, that's it. That's all I've done.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And then you have one other, and that's just for backup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this will be backup tonight. This will be my main. And then I've got...
Oh, and then you have this just the 1-8.
Yeah. I've just got my 8.
Yeah.
Which I'll play for one song. I'm actually going to use one of Lane's.
Oh, that's cool. So, yeah. And then what pickups are in this?
This is Seymour, or no, Bare Knuckle Painkiller.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
How do you like those compared to the... Because you're kind of living on this as your main.
Yeah. They're good. They're very clear.
Right.
Which is weird.
A lot of clarity.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. Super clear. So,
which is a funny thing to say at such high gain. You know, like...
Yeah, and all the effects and weird crap. So, yeah.
No, well, man, awesome. How fun. I know you guys have to go. Yeah. I wanted to include you because you deserve it. Congratulations
on
landing the fucking most fun gig in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Well, you guys, thanks so much for watching. Stay tuned for more Rig Rundowns, video lessons, all that fun stuff.
Strings have a lot to do with your tone. The NYXLs for me have always tonally been great.
I really need that friction to feel my slides. I depend on that friction even for accuracy.